So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Mike Roberts. He is from the Tremé. They're playing at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 29th of October. Hiya, Mike. Great to have you on the show.
It's great to be here, Ruth. Thanks very much for inviting me.
So how does it feel to be back playing at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 29th of October? And when was the last time you played there? And are you looking forward to it?
I mean, we're absolutely looking forward to it. Alexander's is one of the highlights of our calendar every year, and we love playing Alexander's. We've done it for 4 years now. It's been quite a long time. Obviously, we had a missed run, and when there was just a little pandemic happening in the country.
Oh yeah, just
but
that.
For the rest of the time,
in the
a little bit. But for the rest of the time, we've been there. Every year. Sometimes we've done a couple of dates there as well, and every time we play there, we thoroughly enjoy it. It's just the vibe of the place is really awesome. I mean, they know the live music at Alexander's, the crowd know their live music, and you totally get that every time you're there. But often it just kind of goes off, you know, it's a big, massive party, massive atmosphere.
That's a great way to explain it.
We have a great time, the audience has a great time, we're all in it together, because obviously it's quite an intimate space as well. It's just a great time. So the last time we played there would have been around about Christmas time last year, so we're doing a bit of an earlier show this year.
I love that.
We normally hit Christmas, but we're doing more, it's kind of Halloween, isn't it?
I know, time.
It's like an alternate Halloween show going on.
I love it. So you're an 8-piece funk and soul band, and you perform authentic covers. What can the audience expect from your performance at Alexander's next Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, so we actually add one more into the mix. So we get a bonus now. We're now a 9-piece.
So we
move with two singers now. So we've got two lead vocalists,
cool,
Amber Cutie,
Ellie Bryant. I've met her a couple of times, a few times.
Yeah, they're both phenomenal singers, both fantastic talent.
And then basically we
perform what we deem as authentic funk and soul. We looked at the different bands around and how they were performing the songs, and we wanted to be a little bit more to the record than they have been in the past.
I love that.
So we really spent a long time. We spent about a year before we even got out into the different venues. Just perfecting it, make sure that the feel was right, make sure the sound was right, make sure the band chemistry was right and everything.
And then
we just kind of hit it. So anything from your kind of traditional soul, from people like Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, right up to date with people like Bruno Mars and Ben Moncler Soul. We do his version of Seven Nation Army sometimes, depending how we feel.
Yeah.
And then along the years, we threw a bit of kind of disco in there as well.
a bit
of Earth, Wind and Fire and Diana Ross.
Excellent.
Through the years, we kind of honed and crafted our set, so that we know it works, and we go out there and we hit the first kind of three or four tunes. We just hit them one after the other.
I love it.
Don't even really say much to the audience.
No one knows what's hitting them until you get there, kind of thing.
I mean, absolutely. And when you go to a venue like this and they've just got the kind of like quiet pipe music before the band starts, and you hit them with a 9-piece band full horn section. It's an experience, and one of the reviews we often get is people say, like, your sound is immense, like the actual sound of the band is ridiculous.
When you sold it to me, I want to come. I'm there.
Come down,
I need a good dance. That sounds perfect. I just want to read this quote that I read about you. You're comprised of some of the best professional musicians in the Northwest, and you offer a slick, stylish, professional performance, and you guarantee to get everybody dancing to the Tremé beat, which is exactly how you've just described yourselves, which is great.
I'm on message, Ruth. We're all good.
So, lastly, where can you be looked up online as a teaser to your gig?
Yes, just we've got our website, which is tremeband.co.uk. We're also on Instagram at the Tremé Band.
Brilliant.
And the same for Facebook as well. So we're kind of across all the different platforms. We're all the different platforms to be able to check out. We're not on TikTok because we're not We're not young and hip enough to be on TikTok.
I'm not either. I've got 25 followers on TikTok. I'm quite proud of that. I'm doing S Club dances to embarrass my daughter. So that's probably why I've only got 25 followers.
I mean, maybe we should get on that. Maybe we should be doing S Club dances.
I know, yeah.
And we might get 25 followers on TikTok. You never know. We might branch out in the future.
Exactly. You should do.
Yeah, our target is, you know, Instagram and Facebook. Check out the website, because there's loads on the website.
Yeah, I've seen it myself. It's amazing.
And there's some great videos on there as well, and recordings, and some lovely reviews from past clients as well.
Exactly.
So that's great.
Yeah, so they need to check you out and come down next Saturday the 29th. It's been lovely chatting to you, Mike. Have an amazing gig at Alexander's Live next Saturday, and send my love to the rest of the band, and keep in touch.
Thanks very much, Ruth. Thanks for having us, as always.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was the lovely Mike Roberts there from the Tremé Funk and Soul Band, who are playing at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 29th of October. And here's a teaser for you. I told you they were good. You're going to love this. This is I Wish by the Tremé. Goodness, that so makes me want to go to their gig. That was the Tremé there with their song I Wish. And if you want to hear more from them, then make sure you book tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 29th of October. And for all tickets for all events, also just head over to alexanderslive.com.